Minister of Arts, Culture and Sport, I don't know in what order those things go on his business card, sent out a tweet towards the end of last week saying that theatre is alive and well. And that was sent to me by many furious theatre practitioners who are friends and acquaintances of mine saying, what is this man smoking? Theatre is not alive and well. He did single out primarily institutions that get funding from his department, and one of them is Artscape. Marlene LaRue is the CEO of Artscape Theatre. Marlene, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, John, and thank you very much. And I just want to mention, I just heard the news that Themba Mbuli, and they said his family said I can share it, just passed on.
Oh dear.
He was one of the founder members of Unmute, and you know we, I have an associated company, Unmute, under the directorship of him and Edine McKenzie, that really caters for persons with disabilities, artists with disabilities. And it's quite a shock as I'm talking to you now. So I just want to state that to you, John.
Yeah, I remember once speaking to William Kentridge about Themba when he'd done some time at Williams, the Center for the Less Good Idea. And Themba started out in Soweto, didn't he?
And then he came to Artscape. In particular, he did a Khoisan production, actually, with a French company. And we hosted it. And that way, Themba actually came to Cape Town. And he stayed at Cape Town. But today, it's just happened just now, John. So I just want to say,
About 5 years ago, Marlene, that he was the Standard Bank Young Artist of the Year for dance, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we're the only company, they're the only associated company that we host for persons with disabilities, professional dancers. So it's a huge loss for our industry. So I think it's so important that we talk today about the industry, how we need to look at it, and how we need to revisit the way we look at theatre. In these two segments for me, it's COVID in itself, how it affected artists, and then I would also like to talk about the entities that the minister mentioned, so that I also
can I ask you whether you agree with his characterization as theatre being alive and well? Because I don't know a single actor who's working or who has worked or has the opportunity to work in the foreseeable future.
John, I can't speak for the minister. I just want to make it.
Well, I'm asking you. Do you think theatre is alive and well?
With entities like us, as Artscape in particular, what we have done is that we made the space available for artists. But for artists in itself, because of COVID-19 and because it's entertainment, they were at a loss. Our industry was hit the hardest, and I'm talking about artists.
How many productions do you have on at Artscape at the moment, or have just finished, or are going to be presenting to audiences, even the much smaller COVID-sized audiences?
No, for us, John, immediately last year in 2020, we went streaming. We've opened up the theatre for everybody who would like to be, because I had a team meeting and I said, listen, we're an entity that's been funded by by National for the building, because we're the custodians to look after the building to facilitate. We don't produce as Artscape. So we became the home for streaming. So we gave all our services free of charge, and we actually had a full year of streaming back to back. We also converted some of the productions, especially the set works, so that artists can at least make some money into radio production. So we had all the three languages of the Western Cape. And that we've got money from the City of Cape Town and the provincial government. Before lockdown, I've signed an agreement with the provincial government for the leasing of the building, for maintenance cost of the building, because the building still needed to look after. But I must say that artists was still at loss, because we couldn't really, for a producer to play to 50 people and you still need to stage a production, it's not worth it.
No, of course it's not.
So It's not worth it. So if you look at the biggest stream of things, John, artists have been at the end of the stick. They were the receiving persons of not getting an income during this particular period. I will tell you a lie, and I'm a person who's honest. I rather lose my job, but I rather be honest. Our industry has been hit the hardest when it comes to performing artists, as per se.
I'm pleased that you say you had a full program of streaming throughout 2020. Does that look as if it's going to continue in 2021? You're still being approached by companies who have plans and want to use your space in order to put something on that then is streamed?
Yes, John. We back to back, we actually have been asked by companies, producers already, our list of full, and we're still catering for community-based organizations as well. So for us, it's business as usual. It's just the streaming part, but it's not the idol. I just want to say to listeners, we never want to be a streaming building.
No.
This is
it just defeats the purpose, Marlene.
It defeats totally the purpose. So we are doing it because we want artists to earn some money. So from the beginning, I went to the city of Cape Town for the 2020 program as we planned. And we asked them, are you going to commit yourself for the people that's been on our books for 2020? They said yes. So we continued, John. You can go on our website and listeners can go. So artists that was booked, that booked the theater, we didn't charge them a fee so that they can get the money that they applied for funding. The same for the provincial government, we did that. So we could do the set works and artists could. But if you were not part of the schedule, then obviously you didn't get a little bit of income. And that, even if you were on our stage.
Because, I mean, the subsidized theatres were able to do, and subsidized theatres that have a dynamite person like Marlene LaRue in charge of them, who's prepared to go out and make these arguments on their behalf. But, you know, the commercial theatres don't have the subsidy.
Don't have, and that's why I felt for them, John, when immediately the minister announced we work day and night on the SOPs, because you must remember the standard operational procedures are written for buildings but not for theatres. So we shared that time the few guard was opened, we shared immediately because we've written then for every single instrument, for every single sound instrument, because if you use a mic, you need to sanitize it before you can give it to somebody else, because this is what the virus is about. It's about death and life. So we, for every single thing, we needed to write a specification and what when you need to do when you go on our stage. So if the orchestra, we had a very successful international ballet competition and also an orchestra that collaborated with jazz art on, and we had over a million viewers on this. But we needed to look at the social distancing. For that, we needed to get extra funding because sanitizing cost money. And that's why I felt for the commercial theaters that didn't had a small core group of people that I didn't need to worry about the technician. Are they going to be paid or not? But we could make it possible for other people to be on our stages. And that is why I feel for the commercial theatres. John, I can't sit here and gloat and say we are fine and then other theatres are not fine. So I just want to share this also to the listeners.
Marlene LaRue, thanks for talking to us, the CEO of the Artscape Theatre.